Look who's on the line. My brother from another mother, Martin Shaw, the president of Wounded Heroes. Good morning.
Good morning, Luke. How are we, buddy?
What are you doing up?
Oh, you know, no rest for the wicked.
No rest for you either. Martin Shaw, the president of Wounded Heroes. It's the charity that I am proud to be an ambassador for. And one of the proudest moments of my life is the day that you invited me to be an ambassador. How are we looking? How are we going?
Oh, you know, it's always a challenge out there with regards to the veteran community and all the different triggers that go on in the world. But, you know, we're managing to keep our head above water with a lot of support from your listeners and yourself, of course. So it's and Triple M, so it's been a great association. But it's always a struggle for us without government funding. So we'll just keep cracking on. And the reason I'm ringing in today, Aluki, is that we've got our latest activation, which is a raffle that we've associated ourselves with, the Australian Horizons Foundation.
Who are they?
Well, they run, they're a charity in themselves, and they run mental health programs and support mental health programs around Australia. So some of their charities that they support, apart from ourselves, are organisations in this particular raffle, Active Farmers. So it's a lot out in the bush. Are You Bog Mate out there, and Walk and Talk for Life. And they choose three or four charities a year to support. And this year, they chose us last year, and this year they've included us again for their major raffle, which is something that I think you should take a ticket in.
Okay, I will. Young man. What's the prize?
Well, the prize is a $435,000 custom 2014 Rolls-Royce Ghost.
Right.
664S, four-door sedan.
Wow.
It's got a custom vinyl wrap, which is currently, the factory colour is gloss white or pearl.
Mm.
And but it can be, you can choose your own colour. If you want, you can tell I don't know much about cars because I'm reading this off.
You are struggling. Okay, hang on. What is it? It's a Rolls Royce what?
Ghost.
Yeah, brand new.
No, second hand, 2014.
Did you say that? Did I not listen? I'm sorry. 2014.
And the model number is 664S, four door sedan.
Okay. Keep going.
Yep. So the tickets are $30 each. There's only 75,000 tickets. When I say only, it sounds like a lot, but when you look at probably the bigger raffles, there are a lot more. And the draws, it's drawn, the raffle closes actually tomorrow night at midnight. So we're in their last day, so we're just seeing if we can bump it up. It's worth a significant amount of funds to us, which will help us continue our programs around homeless veterans.
It's a 2014 Rolls-Royce Ghost.
Yep.
I think there's only a few of them for sale in Australia.
Yep. So they get a hold of these.
How much did you say it was worth?
The recommended retail is $435,000.
Okay, I've got a 2017 one here, a 664S Series 2, $475,000. I'm a bit of a car man. I'm looking it up.
I've sent you a link too.
Have you? Of course you have.
Yeah,
I'll have a look at it when I'll have a look at it.
Only 3 minutes ago.
Oh, well, Jesus, give me a break. I've got a 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost. This is the 664S Auto, $305,000. Yep. This one that I'm looking at now, can you tell me, does yours have the 6.6-litre 12-cylinder engine?
You just know I know everything about cars to ask me that question.
I think it does. I'm tipping it will have the V12 6.6 litre turbo petrol engine. This is an unbelievable motor car.
She's a ripper.
How did you get this?
Well, the Australian Horizon Foundation secured the vehicle, so they're pretty clever around that space, and they try and find something a little bit unique versus some of the raffles, I guess, that are out there. But importantly, though, the amount of work that they do with mental health are in the bush, and of course they've identified us as their sole sort of veteran charity, and they see that not only we are looking after veterans and families in the cities, but there's a lot of veterans out there in the bush that it's even those types of veterans in the bush, you know, it's hard for veterans to speak anyhow, let alone a farmer or someone living in a country town. They sort of try and keep to themselves. So we just they give us an outreach to the country as well. And that's why it aligns perfectly with your program, Luke, is that, you know, you're out in these regions that people don't realise that there's help for them available these days with a simple phone call.
All right, I've got the link open now. Thank you for that. Mr. Candy, is that the number plate?
That's the one, mate. Yeah. Put your name on it.
Yeah. No. So they're $30 each.
Yep.
And how do people buy tickets?
Just online, mate. They can go to our website, woundedheroes.org.au. It'll come up Rolls-Royce Ghost or Winner Rolls-Royce.
All right, that's Wounded Heroes, folks. Please go online, Wounded Heroes. Just type in Wounded Heroes,
And
it'll come up. What else is happening, buddy? How's everything going? I couldn't believe when Australia decided to pull troops out of Afghanistan because the United States did. Boy, oh boy, didn't we get inundated with people who needed to talk to someone? Eh?
Oh, we still are, you know. And you know, I'm currently in a major submission with the Attorney General on submitting for the Royal Commission into veteran suicide. Unfortunately, they only gave us about a week to do it, but in the end, you know, we're very active in that space. But that's triggering through, and there's only more to come around that space because it keeps on coming up and triggering our veterans and families as well. But you know, for us moving forward, obviously, our work doesn't stop, so awareness through your program, getting out to every part of Australia and finding these families, particularly ones that are suffering homelessness or risk of homelessness. There's nothing worse. I mean, obviously no food. It's terrible that the threat of losing a home or being homeless is, if you actually just think for 10 seconds and imagine yourself not knowing what's happening next, to be in that space is pretty awful for anybody, let alone veterans. So, yeah, we just keep cracking on. But we're looking forward to a lot of activations coming up to Christmas to try and raise funds and, of course, raise awareness.
How's Brendan's family?
Yes, I'm a bit like you. I was just looking at the moon before, so often I think of Brendan.
It's actually a full moon tonight, yeah.
Yeah, so it's 3 months on the 26th of October, so we had our, I'm stuck in Sydney, unfortunately, but our crisis manager, Miranda's been up to visit Leah and the kids. It was George's fourth birthday last week. It's all those first birthdays and first times. It's pretty sad for her. She's powering on. She's trying to maintain, and she is, you know, Brendan's legacy of strength and courage, but there's a reality as well in the middle of the night, you know, when she's trying to get through and figure out what she's going to do in regards to the rest of looking after her kids and things. So
I have sent her a couple of texts. I've spoken to her on the phone once, but Brendan handed her over to me when they were at the war memorial. Remember that day?
Yes, I do. I remember.
Yeah, but I've sent her a couple of texts. I don't want to intrude, but please let her know that I'm here, okay?
Well, with any luck, Luke, in the new year, say, we can meet our promise and go up and I can introduce you to her and maybe visit Brendan. I know that'll be hard for both of us, but hopefully with the borders opening, it would be great. I nearly did a petition to one of those big petitions online yesterday because I'm day 11 of applying to go back and do my 2 weeks government quarantine because I need to be back for Remembrance Day. And I was going to put a petition out saying, you know, all 20 to 30-year-olds in Queensland, if you sign this petition, you go into the draw to win $1,000 or something and force these kids to go up there to try and get these vaccinations because it's extremely frustrating for us. And now I see Victoria, I may have missed earlier in your program, have opened up for double-vaxxed. There's no reason why they can't do it in Queensland, particularly for Queensland residents, let alone anyone else.
Well, she will, but it's going to take until the 17th of November.
Well, that's just, and then you have to go into 2 weeks isolation when you get up there on that basis, at home isolation, and you can't home isolate in an apartment. You have to home isolate in a standalone house.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's better than nothing, but it's still shit. Hopefully by December, when Queensland hopefully gets to beyond 80 and 90%, those restrictions will come down again. But just remember, she and Mark McGowan in WA won a state election, absolute landslide on these tough borders. So I don't think she's going to change, mate.
No, I don't think so. And you know what? Then you come back to each day when we go through. We had another lad we nearly lost yesterday to surrender his life. So you come back at night and you go, whilst I'm whinging about wanting to go back up to see my children, I then that centres me to back down and say, okay, well, hang on a minute, you know, there's people worse off, so we'll keep our prayers up for everybody, and we'll just keep cracking on.
Good on you, Martin. Always good to talk to you, mate. We'll talk again soon. You, God bless you too. Have a look at that email you sent. That link, Jess is going to put it on our Facebook page, so you can win this fantastic Rolls Royce, $30 a ticket, and the proceeds go to a very, very good cause. Martin Shaw, he is the president of Wounded Heroes, the charity that I'm very proud to be an ambassador for. You're listening to The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M Network.